This is the August 11th, 2015 meeting of the PNB National Finance Committee. This is Michael Novick, the treasurer of KPFK Local Station Board. In the absence of Brian Edward Stiekert, I was asked to chair the meeting. Can R. Paul Martin, the secretary, call the roll?
Okay, Lydia Bazan. Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Brian Edward Stiekert. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Nancy Sorden. Barbara Whipperman. Okay, we have six, and that's a quorum.
Okay, so Brian did circulate a proposed agenda, which I guess I'll read for the stream. It was a call to order, the agenda approval, minutes approval. I believe there are two sets of minutes that were forwarded by R. Paul Martin to the committee. A financial statement review for about 40 minutes. The units remaining to review from the consolidated 9-month year-to-date profit and loss budget versus actuals that we got last month. Our WBAI, WFW, the National Office, and the Pacific Radio Archives. Item 5, the old business time permitting. There are two motions from Serene Roberts that financial reports shall be sent to unit heads before or at the same time as they're sent to the National Finance Committee, with 5 minutes allocated for that discussion. And the second motion, that whatever the finances of Pacific Radio Archives are to be discussed by the NFC, the director and our business manager of the archives are to be invited to participate in the same manner that a station's general manager would be invited. 5 minutes for that, and then we would adjourn at a time certain for an executive session at 6:30 Pacific, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. Is there a motion to...
Again.
I'm sorry? I heard someone speak up. Is there a motion to approve this agenda?
I'll move it. Adriana was saying something. Adriana, we can't hear you now.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, motion by Roberts to approve the agenda. Are there any amendments or objections to that agenda?
Frankly.
Hearing none, we'll say the agenda is approved.
Michael, can you hear me?
Yes.
I was trying to get your attention for an amendment.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so the old business, there are two old business motions, which are actually new business last time that we didn't get to. I would just like to move them to the top and dispose of them very quickly. I don't think there's any controversy here.
Okay, any objections to that a proposal to make item 5, I guess item 3, after agenda approval?
Yes.
Okay, hearing none, we'll consider the agenda amended in that way. Oh, yeah.
Question.
Our
follow. So 3 is minutes approval. So this will be what, 3A? Moving 5A
that we
to 3A, is that it?
Why don't we call this 2A then?
2A.
Yeah, after agenda approval. And then 3 and 4 would remain the same. And 6 would become 5. So any objections to that? Hearing none, we'll consider the agenda amended. Any objections to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we'll proceed with the business. So we're up to 2A, which are those two items. Serena, do you want to motivate the first one?
Sure. And the motion is really short. That financial report shall be sent to the unit heads before or at the same time as they're sent to the National Finance Committee. Simply that each station manager should have whatever we're going to be basing our discussions on. prior to the start of the meeting, you know, whatever time it's sent to us 2 days before or whatever the case is, that they should have a current, they should be as current as we are on whatever numbers we're going to be talking about.
Okay, and by financial reports, you're referring to actuals or...
whatever statements are generated.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So, okay, what are we calling this agenda item? Motions from unfinished business?
Yeah, okay, fine. So are there any objections to that or further discussion of that proposal? That financial reports shall be sent to unit heads before at the same time as they're sent to the National Finance Committee. So that would apply to the stations, the national office, and the archives. Somebody come on?
Hello, this is Nancy Thornton.
Oh, hi, Nancy. All right, we're on the stream, and R. Paul Martin, take note of your attendance. Did you receive the agenda proposal from Brian? So we modified slightly to take the two short motions up at the beginning, which we're now looking at proposal one, that financial report shall be sent to unit heads before at the same time as it's sent to the NFC, and there hasn't been any objection to it thus far.
I'm sorry, you changed it to...
We changed the order. We made those the first two business items, and then we're going to be going on to the financial statement reviews of BAI, PFW, and the National Office and Archives.
Okay.
So we're looking at the first of the motions, and is there any objection to that motion that the financial report shall be sent to unit heads before at the same time that they're sent to the NFC? So I think we'll consider that adopted without objection in the minutes, and I guess the secretary can forward that to the National Financial Office. Second one, Serena, do you want to motivate that?
Sure, thanks. That whenever finances of the Pacific Radio Archives are to be discussed by the NFC, that the director and or business manager, I should say, of PRA, are to be invited to participate in the same manner that a station's general manager would be invited. So I'm just adding after business manager of PRA.
Okay. So as amended, is there any discussion of that motion or any objection to it? Hearing none, I would say that's adopted without objection, and that's just internal business of the committee, so that going forward, if we are going to discuss the archives, which actually we're planning to do tonight, but we didn't have this in effect as a policy up to this point. I don't know if anybody thought to invite Brian on, but maybe somebody can do so now. All right, so moving on with the agenda, we have minutes approval as item 3. There were two sets of minutes, I think, for July 14th and July 28th, and I sent in several corrections to the July 14th. Did people receive those? They're pretty minor.
Yeah. When did you send the corrections? I think I remember those. I'm looking at them now.
A couple hours ago, basically, in the discussion of KPFT, it referenced KPFA instead of KPFT, and in the discussion of WPFW, it referenced KPFT instead of WPFW, and it was just a typo on the word was, missed the W.
Yeah.
And they were pretty minor.
Okay. I can't see that because I'm not getting my email the last couple hours.
Sorry. Yeah, they're just typographical errors, I think, basically. So is there a motion to approve the minutes for July 14th? With those corrections, minor typographical corrections, is that?
Yes.
Okay. Any objection to approving those minutes?
I'd like to abstain. Robert.
I'm sorry, you object?
I'd like to abstain. I'd like my abstention.
Abstain, okay. All right. Does that require taking calling a roll in order to record the abstention?
Yep. Hold on a second.
Okay.
And okay, the motion is to approve the minutes of the July 14th NFC meeting. Lydia Brezon?
With those minor corrections that were noted.
Yes, the corrections, yes.
This is Lydia. I'm on the call.
Okay, and Lydia, we're voting on whether to accept the minutes of July 14th with a couple of minor typographical corrections.
Yes, I vote yes. If you have
okay. Adriana Kasanov?
I think she's muted.
Okay, she'll unmute. Bill Crozier?
Well, I'll abstain since I haven't seen those corrections.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert, R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman, going back. Adriana Kasanov? Okay, not answering. 5-4-0 against, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so those minutes are accepted. And minutes of July 28th?
Hold on. Okay, hold on a second. I've got to... One second.
Sure.
Okay, I'll move. I move to approve the July 28th minutes.
Okay, is a vote required on those, or anybody wants to record an abstention?
Yes, Roberts abstaining, please.
Okay, can you call the roll, Paul?
Okay, one second. Okay. Approving the July 28th minutes. Lydia Brezon.
Yes.
Adriana Kasanov. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert. R. Paul Martin. Yes. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Abstain.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman. Okay, Adriana Kasanov. Okay, 6-4-0 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, so we'll consider those also approved. Next item on the agenda is the financial statement review. We have 40 minutes scheduled for it, and that would take us pretty much exactly to the adjournment time for the executive session. The units remain to review from the consolidated 9-month year-to-date fiscal loss. Fiscal profit and loss, budget versus actual, that was distributed last time, are WDAI first, WPFW, then the National Office, and the Archives. In the light of the motion we passed earlier in the meeting, do we want to postpone the Archives until we can have somebody from the Archives on the call with us?
Yes, please. And who's going to send them the numbers?
You mean the Archives income statements?
Yes.
Yeah.
They receive monthly their income statements at the same time that National Office distributes to the stations.
Okay, so they have it. Okay, great.
Yeah, the general manager and the business manager, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Chair, so is there a motion here?
I'm sort of asking for a motion to postpone the moved by Robert.
Robert knows that the PRA discussion be held until the director or business manager can join it, presumably in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So any objections to that motion? Hearing none, we'll postpone that to a future meeting at which they can be on the call. I assume the chair or the secretary can invite them. So WBAI is the first one up. For a public discussion.
Okay. Let me get this up here. All right, now, I think we sort of did some of this last time, didn't we? So the first thing I guess I need to say is that the we have had a WBAI local finance committee meeting, and the general manager says he disagrees with some of these some of the figures. He says it's inaccurate. So put that up there first of all. Looking at this, it looks a little better than some of the others have, but I'm still concerned that we're getting a lot of lumping of various bits of revenue all into listener support again, which is a problem. And when you go down and you look at the actual is 300. Oh God, it's so hard to see. 325 actual in the red, and which makes it 392 worse than budget. And I really think I've done this before, but okay. Anyway, so that's our bottom line. The problem what we're running into at this point in time is that we have the accruals of the tower rent, most of which is getting accrued, and then we have the revenue. Revenue is off by, well, here it says 479. The general manager of BAI says it's off by 511,000. So
his figures are worse than these, you're saying?
Say again?
His figures are worse than these?
Well, his figures might go down through July.
Okay.
So I think he made this report on July 30th, so he may be looking at a different thing, but he disagrees with this in general. He has a difference of opinion regarding this. Now, some of what we're looking at with this, scrolling down again, this 325 grand in the red figure for actual of expenses worse than revenue. A lot of that is because we are accruing the tower rent. Now, you know, so I'm just putting that out there. If we weren't accruing the tower rent, I think we'd be a bit in the black on this particular part of it. However, that's just being put out there, okay? So basically a lot of the problem is that we have missed in the fundraising by $500,000. I mean, whether it's 479 or 511, pretty much $500,000 not raised. And that is the big problem for BAI in terms of expenses and stuff. We're doing actually decently. We're okay with the expenses. We're under on the expenses. And so that's not a bad thing there. So that's it. The basic bottom line is BAI is not bringing in the projected budgeted revenue, and that is a big killer. And I guess that's the report.
Did everybody receive Brian's email? He kind of graphed out the expenses and revenue for WBAI based on FRN's figures for 2011 through the third quarter of the current fiscal year 2015, and you can see that in 2012 there was a small shortfall, and then actually in 2014 they were roughly matched up expenses and revenue, but even though revenue has been dropping along with expenses and a little bit faster, so that in the current year there is that gap that our panel just discussed.
Yeah, another added thing from our meeting with the general manager, and also which can now be seen in terms of this election, is between 2012 and now, between the 2012 elections, December 3rd, 2012, and I guess July 14th, 2015, so that's 2.5 years, WBAI has 6,000 fewer members. We went from about 15 to about 9. And obviously that is the killer here.
Yeah. So the three questions that Brian... Sorry. Okay. I just want to say the three questions that Brian raises in that here is how much of the drop is because of falling off-air revenues, how much is because of spending fewer days in Fund Drive, and how much because of lower daily averages during Fund Drive. And I don't know if anybody has the answers to those questions.
Yeah. In terms of not... I'm trying to get back to his email. In terms of spending fewer days in Fund Drive... Well, you can't blame us for that because we're pretty much in there. We didn't do the December of last year one, so that's 11 days out. However, I think we've more than made up for that by extending every other fund drive. There were also sort of unofficial fund drives that took place over a number of different days and lasted like 2 or 3 hours each. So there was, you know, sort of unbudgeted, uncounted pitching shifts going on there. So fewer days, that doesn't relate to it. Lower daily averages, well, that is exactly what we're looking at. And again, 9,000 members altogether reflects that. The falling off-air revenues, I don't have numbers for that. We have been asking for information about some of that from management and haven't got it all yet. But in any event, that wouldn't really amount to much. The big thing is 6,000 fewer than 6,000 fewer members than 2.5 years ago, and about 500,000 less revenue, and that's from listener support.
Okay, Serene.
Yeah, the issue of the membership numbers, I'm not quite sure that it is what it appears to be. The fact is that that number is a snapshot that talks about how many people were members on that particular date. Someone could have made their payment the date. I mean, I don't think overall that the number of members have changed. I think the number of members on that record date was one thing, and that's different from our membership overall, because I understand the numbers are actually considerably higher than the 9,000 or whatever that number was that was quoted to us.
Hey, Serene, may I make a comment, please? It's John.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Just going on with what you're saying, actually, we're getting the figures back from the National Election Supervisor, too, and the membership figures compared to 2012 are down for all five stations. So WBAI's figures are not out of the ordinary at all. If you look at the other four stations, everyone's down, and by considerable margins, the membership totals 2012 versus 2015.
Yeah, I saw those numbers. I just think that we might be able to get a better picture if we were to, for example, just look at the membership at the start of each month.
Sure.
I think we would have such huge differences. I think, you know, there's an arc. We had a big push during, you know, during drives where people pay promptly, the last round of elections, and so on and so forth, or what was thought to be the last round of elections. So I'm wondering if, well, I don't know if we need to make a motion or whatever, but it would be good to see what the membership figures are at the beginning of every month for the past year.
Absolutely. I mean, it is a bit the same methodology. It's a snapshot, like you say, taken of all the stations by the NES. That's what she did. And it was a little bit of certainly a sobering observation, even though it wasn't done on a month-by-month basis.
This is Lydia.
Yeah. Bill for the stack.
Okay, I heard Lydia and then Bill.
Okay, so these are preliminary figures, of course, but to me, actually, the cumulative of 1 year membership, because that's what this is to qualify for the election. These are record date membership figures, that it's over a 12-month period. So I suspect even after they clean up the list that it will be close. And, yes, of course, there is a drop at every station. The smallest drop was at KPFT. And the largest, of course, was WBAI. It was like around 6,000. I'm just going to dig it out because I actually did a comparison. And I think it was close to, I think it was around 4, minus 4 at WPFW, minus 2 at KPFA, minus 3 at KPFK. And regardless, those are sobering figures. And
saying 3,000.
Pardon?
3,000, you're saying?
Yes, 3,000 at KPFK, minus 3 from 2012. So the main thing is that the trajectory is going in the wrong direction in terms of membership. And so it's plaguing the entire foundation, obviously more at some stations than others for various reasons. You're talking about the back east stations that don't own their own property, have moving issues, and so forth. So I'm not saying there aren't reasons for it. What I'm saying that's the stark reality. And but these were preliminary figures, so they may vary somewhat, but it does seem to establish a pattern.
Okay, thank you. Bill, and then we should think about time, because we still have to address PFW in the national office.
Thank you. Well, I was going to ask our Paul and Serene if your GM has a plan for boosting revenues and membership, and does the LSB have a plan, or are they working on one?
That was a question to our Paul.
Okay.
And Serene, either one.
Okay. The general manager has a number of plans, he tells us. I don't have details, however. The LSB has not made any motions on this, and quite frankly, I don't think looking to the LSB for financial salvation is realistic.
Okay, this is Serene. I can't speak to what the GM plans are, but I can say that the LSB was charged with preparing a sustainability plan last year, and that, in fact, a number of people produced such plans, including one really well-researched one, and that they're available on WBI.org, on WBI's website. The LSB, unfortunately, refused to approve sending the report forward to the PND. Well, I don't know how to explain that, but, you know, a group of people worked together, came up with a plan. Other people individually offered plans, and then the group that had been working together put all the plans together and sort of organized it so you could see what the options were, what the suggested options were, different range of actions. And the LSB voted to not send it to the PND. But I'll send the link to the NFC. I think people should actually read it.
Was there a reason stated for not sending it forward?
It was probably something like just because.
What are you saying? It is on the website?
Our poll for stack?
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's on the website. I'll send the link.
Our poll for stack?
Go ahead, our poll. I'm going to put myself on the stack.
Yeah, no, it wasn't for just because. First of all, in my personal opinion, all these sustainability plans were, you know, I didn't think any of that was a realistic thing in the first place. I thought it was like make work in the first place. Second of all, people got together and started basically doing what they called notating other people's plans, because various people sent, I think we had four or five plans, and people did something they called notating them, and people objected because there were things done that they didn't approve of, and so, you know, so it devolved into a whole, you know, thing of people arguing, which I'm sure everybody in this call has experienced from time to time. And that's what happened to it. I personally don't think it's a big loss.
Okay. I have myself on the stack.
Yeah.
Who else is asking?
Shireen, please.
Shireen, okay. I'll call you in a second. I had a question for a nonprofit. My understanding, or actually any of the PMB members, my understanding was that the PMB has set up some kind of process of strategic planning. Is that correct? And I'm wondering if is that just for the national office, or is that applying to all five of the stations? Could somebody address that, and whether there's any room in the strategic plan for WBAI, and also what mechanism is there for getting involved in the strategic planning process?
The person who's doing that is George Ryder. It's an actual working group that was formulated to look at strategic planning, and I think George would be delighted to involve more folks with it.
And was that group charged with looking at each of the stations, or just...
I think it's fairly free-floating in the sense that it looks
okay.
at anything that the members of the group want to look at. There was no charge in particular, as far
okay,
as I know.
Thank you.
Lydia might have some other information, but I don't think there was a charge.
Okay.
Ms. Bill.
Okay, Serene's on the stack. Unless you're addressing this question, Bill.
Well, yeah, go ahead and let Serene talk, and then I'll add a follow-up question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Serene?
Okay. So I'm going to send the link out in a minute. You know, the board charged, the PMB charged the LSB with preparing a report. The LSB never gave serious consideration to the report. There are people who worked with people of all sides. The group weren't full of people who agreed with each other, and there were other people who refused to work with anyone. So the content of the various individually produced reports were not changed. There's a resistance that I can't understand, but that I get the pleasure of experiencing every month, of actually working to get things done. You don't have to love everything. You don't have to endorse everything. But, you know, either work or get out of the way. The inability to get out of the way when you've decided you don't want to do the work is what's killing the AI.
Arpal for that.
Okay. All right. Well, we had Bill, and then we'll come back to Arpal. And then we're at time for this part of the discussion. No, if somebody wants to move to extend it, because we have two other reports and only about 20 minutes.
Okay. Well, maybe Arpal can answer this. It's sort of just a rhetorical question, I guess. But I hope the LSB realizes, and it's not just WBAIs. I think what Serene said applies to all of them. But, you know, if they can't come up with a plan, or if they can't work with the GM, or if the GM keeps his plan secret, then they're essentially giving up on their opportunity to have any input into how to save WBAI, and it's going to have to be up to the PNB or to the ED, I think. I hope they'll pass that information along to the LSB. Maybe our poll has a comment.
Yeah. Well, on that particular thing, there are treasurer's reports. I do a monthly treasurer's report. They're available to the whole wide world. You will not find any of those treasurer's reports for the past 2 and a fraction years. You will not find them to be rosy. You will find stuff in there that says, wow, things are getting really bad. And when I'm allowed to give a treasurer's report, I say the same thing verbally. That's how that is. So if anybody on the LSB doesn't realize that there are serious, dire problems for BAI and for the entire network, they certainly haven't been listening to treasurer's reports. As for the other thing about the characterization of the LSB saying that, you know, we're just not going to do it, resistance to working to get things done, you know, I can say one thing. The really big problem BII has is that it hasn't had a real program director for more than 16 years. And when we tried to hire one starting some years ago, it took 2.5 years to hire somebody because certain people decided that they were going to disrupt the hell out of meetings for that entire time period. And so, yes, when there's serious organized resistance, it takes much longer.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to say that we're at time for the discussion of WBAI so that we can get to WBFW in the national office before we have to adjourn this meeting, unless somebody wants to extend this discussion and take it from the other two. Okay, hearing none, is there a treasurer's report for WBFW, Ms. Thornton?
Hi. I'm trying to find the spreadsheet that I'm supposed to be talking to you about. I know it was in the last...
It says June fiscal year 2015 income statement, prepared 7/17/2015. It was Excel. So
all right, I think that...
probably attached an email about that time.
Yeah, I was looking... I've just been... I think I might... have that email, and it's the one with everybody's tabs and this. I have something. I don't know if this is, it says unaudited and preliminary FY 2015 income and expense accounts. Is that it?
Let's see what the consolidated says. So the 9 months. Consolidated income statement for the 9 months ending June 30th, 2015 with audited annual totals and monthly averages for 2011 to 2013 and unaudited monthly amounts for 2014 and 2015. And then there are tabs after consolidated for KPFA, KPFK, KPFD, BAI, PFW, National Office, and PRA.
Well, I'm sorry, what was the date of the email again? I thought it was in July. You're saying...
The date of the file is says prepared 7/17/2015, so the email would have probably been shortly after that. I just downloaded it and saved it
7/17.
On my computer, so.
Okay, 7/17. Yeah. Okay.
Well, shortly after that, maybe. Does anybody else know when it came as an email?
June FY 2015 income statement?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's the one I have. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, for the June income, it has us down for 35,569, and
right.
We actually have 77,951. So I don't know what the difference is in that for June. I don't know if I don't know why. I guess this is from Efren. I don't know why.
Yeah,
me. Efren's on the call.
Which is from Markeisha.
I forwarded that to Markeisha.
And she
as well as Jerry Paris.
So she, Markeisha, gave you the figure of 35,569.
What account is that? That's 35,569.
It's the June 2015 column.
Listener support.
Okay, listener support. This was posted by Markeisha. The financial statements, the monthly financial statements which we distribute are all taken from the recorded transactions in the Great Plains.
Okay. The total income is
50.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, our total income that we had that I got report from Tiffany was 77,951. That's from the bank statement. so I don't know why there's less that's being reported by Markeisha.
Well, I cannot answer that because, I'm sorry, I cannot answer that question because I can only answer for what is recorded in the books, in the general ledger.
Mm-hmm.
As recorded by the respective business managers, and Markeisha is the one acting as business managers for three stations, W, I, and T.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy, looking at the previous months, do they correspond up until June?
Some of them are, they're not exactly the same, but there are none of them that's this far off.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that's a good, you know, that is also way off.
And did you say Tiffany gave you the figures?
Yes, from the bank.
Yeah, because Tiffany should be able to access, I assume, the recorded transactions in the Great Plains, so that what I would suggest is before she distributes figures, she should compare them with what is recorded so that anything not recorded, she can communicate with Markeisha, so Markeisha could update the postings.
Okay, so before we distribute figures, we should check with Markeisha to see what she has?
Yeah, basically, yes, because Markeisha is the one recording. So Markeisha can say, hey, I forgot to include this, or no, I included that, but you have different figures, something like that.
Okay. Just to make sure that our figures jive before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So, barring that, so let's say your figures are showing $40,000 better in June.
Mm-hmm.
It's still showing a variance on the income side of about $200,000 below expected income, let's say. I mean, this one is showing $244,000, so assuming that you actually did $40,000+ better, it's still off.
Right. It is off.
Mm-hmm.
In June, our expenses were lower than expected.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they were $44,000 lower than expected. But that's still a good, and also I had the shortfall. This is a discrepancy between what Markeisha had and what we have, and I had $173,000 shortfall in income, and $44,000 less in expenses. So we clearly have to make more income or cut expenses. Are we talking about July in this meeting?
Well, I think we were trying to get an assessment through June, and then if there's any, the same question that was asked of WBAI, are there plans from the management or the LSB towards trying to correct this before the end of the fiscal year in the,
mm-hmm.
in the last quarter, July through September?
This is Tony for the stack.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if that's reflected. We had a mini drive in July. I don't know if those numbers reflect that. We did over 70,000. And we just had a successful event this past weekend where we cleared 10,000. And we have another mini drive scheduled for this month of August. So we're expected to do another 70.
Mm-hmm.
So, and consultation with the general manager and our committee to the LSB, those events should be enough to hopefully close that gap. Like I said, I don't know if they're counting that what we raised in July for 70,000.
Yeah, I don't think anything for July or August is on this.
Well, if that's not on there, then we did do 70,000 in July. And we just raised another 10,000 this weekend, and we're expected to do another 50,000 to 70,000 in a mini drive scheduled for in another week or two. So that's our proposed plan in consultation with the general manager, and we have our LSP meeting tomorrow, and we're coming very close to closing that gap, actually. So I can bring you up to state that as up-to-date information.
Okay, thank you. Other questions to Nancy or Tony?
Bill.
Go ahead. Bill and then Serene.
Okay, and yeah, just for people listening on the stream, the bottom line for WPFW through June shows about a $51,000 deficit, which is not too big. It's much smaller than the WBI one. But I was wondering if, and we talked about this a few months ago, if things are still getting reported on the wrong line item, as in WBII, because I see a bunch of revenue items that are zero for the year, and it's hard to believe they're all zero. But maybe there are more things are getting put into listener support?
Yes.
Or are they just not getting recorded at all?
No, they're getting put into all, getting lumped into listener support. Our business manager got another job, and she's just working for us part-time right now in the evenings. And she's just trying to keep up with code. I don't know what she does, but getting the figures to Markeisha. And when I spoke to Markeisha, she said when Tiffany gives her the breakout or something, that they will be able to show those figures for, because we have had major donor support, and you know, we have rent income from our subleaser, and we've had recent car donations and things like that. For the month of July, our income total was $78,000 something. I just talked to Tiffany about that.
And we have income from special events. I don't know if that's reflected in there. That's not classified under listener support either.
Yeah, there's only $1,900 in community events income for the year so far. But if that would mean, though, that your listener support is actually less than on the income statement, is that correct? If it's including things that are actually in other line items?
Well, I would suggest that
the distribution is different, right?
Yeah, but if Tiffany gives Markeisha figures, maybe somebody can tell Tiffany to be accurate in distributing the figures. So correspondingly, Markeisha will be able to post those figures in the respective accounts where they belong, like major donor income, car donations, corporate match, website income. We don't want these figures to all be lumped under listener support.
I think that Markeisha is able to go into the bank account. Is that what the software that you just mentioned? And she's able to see the income, but she's not able to see what categories there are.
Yeah, but in the bank accounts, Markeisha will only see the amounts of deposit,
not the sources.
I probably need to talk to you about all the details because I'm still learning them.
Okay, we are actually at time almost for the entire discussion. I'm wondering if maybe some of this should be cleared up by, you know, the conversation between the treasurer, the financial reporters at the station, and the national office.
Yeah.
We have about 4 minutes left, 5 minutes left to take a look at the national office. let's phone the PRA, but... John or Efren, did you want to say something about the national office figures through June?
Hello?
Yes.
You're asking me?
Yeah, you or John wants to say something about the figures for the national office through June.
Okay.
Go ahead, Efren.
Yeah. For the national office, you would notice that the budget figures, total revenue against actual, has a shortfall of almost 75,000. And we really do not have the right answer for this. However, in the expenses, I have a few answers. For example, in under in the gross salaries, we have less expenses because we have less people than budgeted.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true to all the personal expenses, health benefits, payroll taxes. For the board meeting, we have budgeted a total of 70,000 as of the first 9 months of the year, but I understand we have only made one board meeting during the fiscal year and during the first 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have savings there of about 44,500. As to the board election expenses, we are still in the process. We just hired the National Election Supervisor. So that's the explanation for the excess of the budget over the expenses. Telephones, we provided too much. We provided 21,000 while we are spending only 4,500. Same with the consultants. We provided 22,000 while we are spending only about 5,000. So that basically for the expenses, we are spending a lot less, and the difference is a lot more compared to our shortfall in revenue. Same with the development expenses. So basically, we are making reported income of almost 580,000 compared to the budget of almost 7,600, mainly because of the central services. That's one big factor. But
right. But
I would like to emphasize that this 579,000 as net income, we have not yet really collected that, because even as of now, as of end of July, we have 336,000 uncollected central services. So basically, while in the paper we have almost 580,000, we need to consider what we have really collected from the stations.
Right. So that's just accruals, but they're not actually paid by the station.
Yeah. That's why we present nice income, we are really short in cash.
Mm-hmm. We're at the time certain for adjournment. Is there a motion to extend for a few minutes and discuss the national office further before we and then go to the executive session? Anybody want to make such a motion? Otherwise, we'd be adjourning.
I move to extend for 5 minutes.
Any objection? Okay, hearing none, are there questions for Efren on the national office?
I beg your pardon?
Or Paul?
I'm asking if there are questions for you from the committee members.
Yeah.
Or Paul?
Okay,
or
Paul, go ahead.
Okay. You said... Let's see, you said you've hired the National Election Supervisor, but didn't you hire the National Election Supervisor many months ago?
We started the payments only recently.
So
I'm not sure about the timing in this budget, when the budget was supposed to take effect. It could be the difference in the time. That's why there's a difference of...
It ties in when El Joy has been billing, invoicing us for her services.
All right, so those figures are then reflecting that she's only recently been billing.
If Lydia is still on the line, I think she was hired in April, is that correct?
was January.
It could be. Again, it was before my time. I'm not sure. But I know that she's, it's only been in the past month or so that we've been getting invoices from her.
Yeah, she's supposed to be paid $2,500 per month.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is open discussion material. Or I'm not familiar with all the ins and outs of this. I'm not normally the chair of the committee, but...
And Bill for the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Bill. You have about 2 more minutes.
Yeah, of course, the cash flow is not shown here. I know that's the big problem because of essential services, but do you anticipate problems paying for the rest of the elections because of the shortfall in essential services? And I know it was really hard to come up with the money to pay for the FY13 audit, the rest of it, those funds, for example, and we still have the FY14 audit coming up. Do you anticipate any problems coming up being able to pay for all that?
May I comment on that, Bill?
Okay.
The... What we've been seeing is because the big chunk of expense coming up is the mail house for the election mailings, and that is an item of concern because those are allocated by the number of candidates to the individual stations. And the stations are basically facing a real problem with their cash flow, too, in terms of paying those bills for the mailing. That's the single point that worries the most right now.
And how about the FY14 audit and are any other big expenses that are
coming up? The 2014 has been paid for, so... I'm sorry. The 2013 bill has been paid, and Efren, how are things going with Armenino and Grant? You've been in contact with him?
Yeah. Actually, today we received from Armenino auditors the audit samples that they would like to receive before they come, because in the past we have let them start the audit and then they gave us later on the audit samples. By audit samples, you mean the additional documents that they would like to receive, documents pertaining to particular income, particular expenses. They were late in giving us last year. That's why, correspondingly, the business managers were not able to immediately attend to those requirements. But this time, what I did is, I told them that before they start the audit, they should already give us, the national office, what documents, additional documents they would require in addition to the regular audit schedules, so that I can distribute the list to the respective business managers, which they should attend to right away upon once we have completed sending them the list, so that the auditors can come in and start the audit.
Calm myself for a moment. Are you saying that these are things they need to see before they put in a bid to do the audit? Or
additional audit requirements.
But I'm saying, is this going to affect... let me finish my question. Will this affect what the audit costs us?
You mean if that affects our audit costs?
Yes, will that affect what they charge us for doing the audit?
They charge us on a per-hour basis.
Okay. All right.
That's why we would like them to have all the complete documents first before they...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, was that somebody wants to speak? Yes, we are basically at time.
Well, Bill, the question I had, the original was, is there going to be money to pay for the FY14 audit? Do you anticipate any problems being able to pay for it? I realize they've started. That's good news. But with cash flow so tight, is that going to be a problem, you know, in a few months when we have to pay for the FY14 audit?
The typical answer, Bill, is that Efren and I are cautiously hopeful that the fall membership campaigns will generate some cash flow for the stations and thus at least some partial payments on central services, which will give us some leeway in paying those bills. That's the hope.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're at time again. I need another motion to extend further if we're going to continue. And I think I heard Adriana. Is there a motion to extend further? No, no further motion to extend? Did I lose something? Am I audible?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, is there a motion to extend further? Otherwise, we need to adjourn.
We need to adjourn to executive session, right?
Yes, we would adjourn and then come back in executive session, yes.
I don't think
okay.
This is
what right.
Yeah, I think we just go
all
to
right,
it.
So, all right, motion is meeting is adjourned, and we're going to call back in on the executive session. I think Serene said she could get Bertolt on a conference, on a speakerphone
or
something.
I'll call.
Okay, all right, thank you. Good night.
Or Otis can connect them up.
We're going to end this week.